The Vatican has said the health of retired Pope Benedict has worsened due to his age. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Vatican officials have said doctors are monitoring the condition of the 95-year-old retired pontiff. Pope Francis had gone to visit his predecessor before the announcement and asked the faithful to pray for him. Benedict has lived in a monastery on Vatican grounds since he retired in February 2013. Benedict was the first pontiff to resign in 600 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presented unspecified goals to further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of the nation's political officials, state media reported Wednesday. Some observers say the new goals could be related to Kim's push to expand his nuclear arsenal and introduce a spate of high-tech weapons systems, such as multi-warhead missiles, a spy satellite, and advanced drones. Benjamin Netanyahu's new government will be sworn in on Thursday. It is the most religious and hardline in Israel's history, and is made up of ultra-Orthodox parties, an ultra-nationalist religious faction, and his Likud party. Israel's largest medical center and healthcare workers from hospitals around the country have spoken out against remarks by allies of Netanyahu calling for a law allowing discrimination against LGBTQ people in hospitals and businesses. It's part of a broader blowback. This is VOA News. The co-conspirator in the plot to kidnap the governor of the U.S. state of Michigan will appear in federal courts for sentencing. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Prosecutors are recommending a life sentence for 47-year-old Barry Croft Jr. for scheming to snatch Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer at her vacation home in northern Michigan. Just yesterday, Croft's co-leader Adam Fox was sentenced to 16 years in prison after prosecutors also had recommended a life sentence. Prosecutors say Croft and Fox were furious over tough COVID-19 restrictions that Whitmer and officials in other states had put in place during the early months of the pandemic, as well as perceived threats to gun ownership. Croft, a Delaware trucker, had traveled to several states to meet with like-minded extremists. The FBI was secretly embedded in the group, and Governor Whitmer was never harmed. I'm Donna Warder.
Many communities across the United States are struggling to repair public water systems damaged by freezing temperatures. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Retiring Ohio State Senator Jay Hottinger tweeted video of water pouring from the ceiling in an otherwise empty Senate chamber. Burst pipes have been an issue all over the country, but the days of freezing that hit the deep south has created a crisis for many local water systems. In Jackson, Mississippi, Mayor Chokwe Lumumba called it a worst-case scenario, and some residents have been without water since before Christmas. Similar problems in Selma, Alabama, Florence, South Carolina, at least 16 water systems in Georgia, Clayton County distributing bottled water, same in Memphis, Tennessee. Officials in many locales encouraging people to leave faucets dripping because moving water is less likely to freeze. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines scrubbed thousands of flights again in the aftermath of the massive winter storm, and the federal government said it would investigate why the company lagged so far behind other carriers. A day after most U.S. airlines had recovered from the storm, Southwest called off 2,500 more flights on the East Coast by midday Tuesday. The airline also canceled 2,500 flights for Wednesday and nearly 1,000 for Thursday. The FlightAware tracking service reported that the flights from Tuesday accounted for more than 80% of the 3,000 trips that got canceled nationwide Tuesday. The chaos seemed certain to continue. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
One. Right now. BOA One.